News Radio KMAN in Focus continues here on a Monday morning, and we shift gears to talk to Manhattan Parks and Rec next, and we have Sydney Baker, aquatic specialist, joining us here this segment. Sydney, good morning.
Good morning.
Always a pleasure to have you on here, and anyone from the Manhattan Parks and Rec for that matter. And it is November, and we want to remind people, as we do usually in this segment, that tonight is the Parks and Rec Advisory Board meeting.
It is. Tonight at 4:30, you can watch either on Cox Cable, Channel 3, or on the city's website. They're going to be talking about the Park Foundation with Greater Manhattan Community Foundation and doing some Recreation Center updates with the Douglas Center, as well as Anthony and Eisenhower, and then discussing the pollinator pockets with Alfonso.
Okay, very good. And that'll be something you can tune in to at 4:30. It's available on the city's website, Cox Cable Channel Cable, or this, again, cityofmhk.com/TV. Some upcoming events here. We'll get this one knocked out first, and we'll talk about what you're here mostly to talk about, but about a month away here from the Red Cedar Holiday Harvest.
We are. It's one of our favorite events where we are, you know, trying to get rid of some of those local invasive species, so red cedars, but we also give away free Christmas trees. So you come on out and cut down your own Christmas tree and take it home. We've got our parks guys that come and help load it onto your car, and you get a pretty Christmas tree for the year.
Now, when for you is too early to put up a Christmas tree? I was having this conversation over the weekend.
We were debating about whether or not it was going to be this weekend or if we needed to wait a couple weeks. We were a little busy, so we'll probably wait until at least next weekend.
Okay. I like that. See, I'm in the same camp. I like Christmas a whole lot, and I think it's never too early to put up your Christmas tree. And once you've had Halloween.
Yeah. Exactly. We've eaten most of our candy. It's time for Christmas.
There you go. And it goes from the Reese's pumpkins to the Reese's Christmas trees. That's the
exactly.
Next big thing.
Exactly.
Oh, look forward to that. Well, it's exciting times, I know, for you as the aquatic specialist. We haven't had a lot of things to be excited about in 2020, but it does sound like November is a month that will be something to look forward to.
It is. We get a little bit of normalcy back here in my neck of the woods. You know, we didn't have pools this year, but we do get to open the ice rink. We're planning to open on November 20th, which is a Friday. It's going to look different than it usually does. We're going to have limited days and limited hours, but we will be open. One of the big things is that instead of just having open admission like we typically would, we're going to be selling advanced admission online and over the phone, so individuals can purchase their admission for a two-hour time block, and then they come in, you wear your mask, and you've got 2 hours of limited capacity ice skating. So it's a little nice that you don't have to come in and skate with hundreds of other people, but definitely going to look different this year.
And no doubt about it. And this might be good for folks who might need that socially distanced gathering, like a birthday party or something. This might be a good opportunity.
Right. We will have those admissions available 2 weeks in advance of the dates that are available. All of those are already posted on our website, www.mhk.com/register. So you can go and see what dates will open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, as well as USC 383 holidays. So you can kind of start marking your calendar now to see what dates you want to get, and then just plan ahead to register those 2 weeks in advance.
All right. And again, it's limited capacity, obviously, here in COVID-19 era. No spectators allowed, just the participants. And as I am reading here, there won't be any skate rentals. You'll have to provide your own?
No rental events. So you won't be able to rent the rink out for, you know, your birthday parties or anything like that. We're only open for general admission, unfortunately, this year. With our limited dates and times also comes limited staffing, just trying to keep everything at a minimum, but also trying to stay open as much as possible. So hopefully by next year we'll be back into rental season and you'll be able to rent it for your birthday party again. But until then, it's 2020.
Yep, absolutely. Well, And you'll have updates on that for the Facebook page. So be sure to check that out. It's great that it'll at least be open in some capacity. I think people are looking forward to doing more with the parks. I know this has been a tough year on a lot of departments, but Parks and Rec took, I know, a pretty big hit this year.
We definitely did. It's been one of the weirdest years I will ever probably see in my lifetime. Definitely explains what that little blurb at the bottom of our job description, other duties as assigned, means.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, this is something to look forward to. There's also some other events looking forward through the winter. First Day Hike is January 1st, and that'll be something that Parks and Rec's involved with.
Yep, that's out at Tuttle Creek State Park. So that'll be a fun one. That happens every year. It's also nice because it's outside, so, you know, nice and social distanced. A little bit cold because it is in January, but definitely fun.
Were you guys involved with the Little Apple Marathon this past weekend?
We were not, but I definitely saw a lot of updates on the Facebook about it. That was a pretty cool event.
Yeah, no doubt. It's neat to see when people are getting out and about and being able to participate in rec activities. As far as the pools are concerned, what goes on and during these off months here when the pool's not in operation? Clearly, it hasn't been operation all year.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. From my standpoint, I just do a lot of planning on how to make next year as great as possible. We do have a really awesome parks crew that keeps all of our pumps and equipment running and fixed and ready to go for next year. That is a year-round job regardless. So it's great to have those guys around making sure that everything's taken care of, even if they're not full. And then that'll continue through the winter months even.
Have you been able to get any, patch up some things here and there in the off time?
We have. So most of our repairs have been done. Pumps that needed work have been shipped off and taken care of. So we hopefully will see what 2021 brings, if it's any better than this year. But hoping to open at least one, if not two or three. We'll see where we go with that.
Yeah. Well, and I know there's some folks that I just heard some whispers about a potential at some point. Maybe we'll see an indoor pool here in Manhattan. That may, there's nothing finalized here, but maybe down the road that might be something that the community is interested in. Have you heard any discussions on that?
I've seen a couple of plans. I know that K-State Architecture does that as a project. This year we were helping judge some of the students' presentations. It's definitely been a conversation as long as I've been in Manhattan, and I'd love to see it come to fruition.
Especially with an auditorium going away, that would be something nice for the community if that were to happen.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we got the ice skating reopening. Anything else here we need to touch on this morning?
Not that I've got for you guys. We just hope that you hop on our website and start getting your admissions ready to go. Our first registration dates for Ice Rink opens on Friday at 7 a.m.
All right. So get that in and learn more at the Manhattan Parks and Rec Facebook page or visit them online, mhkprd.com. Sydney Baker, thank you so much. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's going to wrap up that segment. We'll have more in focus after this. We'll replay one of our interviews here with the local candidate coming up next on K-Man.